Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR, and that is CITR 101.9 FM, 88.1 FM in cable. And we're streaming live always, everywhere, and anywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And another way of checking us out, if you have TELUS digital television, is channel 3717. So yeah, there you go, the many ways you can check out our fine radio station here, CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, BC, Canada, up here at the University of British Columbia. And my name's Aaron, and this is the show Generation Annihilation, which I've been doing for quite some time right now. And yeah, always here till 1 o'clock. And we start things off with the latest from Total Chaos. I really like this album. It's called Battered and Smashed. It's brand new on Stomp Records out of Alberta, at least the Canadian version is, and yeah, song we heard is called Hooligan's Holiday, and yeah, one of their better records. They've been around since the late 80s, and I gotta say, this is probably their best, in my opinion. So anyhow, yeah, we're gonna get into some Canadian content here. We're gonna get into some reissues. We're gonna go over to Toronto, Ontario with some classic 7-inch vinyl reissues on the Ugly Pop Records label. We're going to start out with Arson. There's three of them. There's Crash Kills 5, Arson, and the Dream Dates, all acts long defunct. And yeah, Ugly Pop Records at Toronto, Ontario has reissued them. So let's get into listening to them. This is Arson. Here we go. We'll be right back.
plans he ought to catch. Trophy was Joe's.
Take a bit of my force. AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we start the set off with a bunch of three singles recently reissued on the Ugly Pop Records label, and we started off with Arson, and that one's going back to 1979. And track we heard was called Coho Coho. And then we followed with Crash Kills 5, and this is an EP that was originally released in 1979-1980. And guy in the band, Don Pyle, he went to join Shadowy Men and Shadowy Planets. And most of the members in this band were from Calgary, but they were from Toronto back then, or at least they were when they formed Crash Kills 5. And then we follow with the Dream Dates. This is a new EP of material that have never been released, and I'm told that they're covers. And I couldn't tell you which covers who they covered, but not in that song, anyways. There we go. The Safaris, a track called Surfer Joe. So yeah, we heard that a track called Safari or Surfer Joe, which was originally done by the Safaris. Done by the Dream Dates in 1979, and it says, in memory of a man, Crummins. I wonder how he passed away. Met an older punk guy, met him in Ontario in the mid-90s. He was kind of older then, I don't know, I guess he was about maybe mid to late 40s back then. But yeah, the 7-inch is dedicated to him, and then we followed with another one from way back when, from 1977, the Vile Tones, and this is from on a CD called Taste of Honey, which came out in the mid-90s. We heard a track called Just For You, and then we heard a Toronto act from more recent years. We heard from Maximum Rock and Roll from the Black and White years, and the song was called Say What. And now we're going to get into some Scottish punk with some Oi Polloi. Here we go.
Oh, Doria! power. I have to warn the Soviets in the clearest possible terms that they risk taking us to the brink of an armed confrontation with incalculable consequences for all mankind.
Money is to make our amends. A big team got a fucking good band. And it is the gun that wins. The root of our evil and its sin. And now we're picking again. Do we really have something? When every single fight is in our city. When every single fight ain't so fucking easy. On a mission. On a mission. Oh yeah, oh
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and four songs of Scottish punk in that last set. Started off with Oi Polloi from their split with Appalachian Terror Unit. It's on Profane Existence. We heard a track called Field Air Christ. That's in Gaelic. I don't speak it. And then we followed with some Barbed Wire from the Age That Didn't Care release going back to the mid-80s, and that came out on Oi Records, record label run by Roddy Marino from the Oppressed. And they were kind of, they weren't like an Oi band per se. I don't know, they were kind of punky. Kind of more towards the Oi side of things, but the name of the track was called, we heard the title track, The Age That Didn't Care, and this one got reissued in the mid-90s, courtesy of Captain Oi Records. And it contains all their stuff, which is 18 tracks by Barbed Wire. And we followed with Beer Gut 100, going back to the later part of the 90s, Fistful of Copper. This one came out in 1998 on Bomb Factory Records. We heard a track called Doomsday. And we ended the set off with External Menace, track from the Pure Punk Rock collection on Captain Oi Records. We did a track called On a Mission. And yeah, they had a bunch of singles out, and they put out a full length in the 90s. Very underrated, overlooked band. They got back together in the mid-90s and were doing the Holiday in the Sun UK festival circuit as well. And it's, it's just after 12:30, half past the hour here. So yeah, we're going to get into an act right now, and they're from Edmonton, and they played the Elf House, not last night, but last Friday, and they're called Suicidal Cop. This is a track called Serpents. Here we go.
True hardcore is hard to find. Shut on all your friends, I got no friends.
Except I love you when the heavens are trying to fool. Right or wrong, they'll tell you not to sing the same song.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we start things off with Suicidal Cop from Edmonton, Alberta. We heard a track called Serpents, and maybe you saw them last Friday at the Elf House here in Vancouver, BC, and we followed with North Carolina's Mad World from their 7-inch on Kangaroo Records. We heard a track called The World Owes You Nothing. And we followed with JFA from the Valley of the Yikes release, Great Equalizer. 12-inch release going back to 1983. Fortunate to stumble across this one at Audiopile Records. On Commercial Drive. Audiopile Records, who take the Friends of CITR card and give you 10% off. And we followed with Poison Idea, brand new for 2011. Or not brand new anymore, because it's 2011, now it's 2012, but came out at the end of 2011, although this was a recording going back to 1983 with a track called Think Fast, and that was on the Darby Crash Rides Again 12-inch reissue, which TKO Records has reissued, and that was the song that we heard. And we followed with another track from the Hardcore 12 release from UX Vileheads on Adult Crash Records. This one came out last year as well, and we heard the song UX Vileheads. So we're going to get into a couple of new releases out of this city right now, and this is Damages.
Yeah. Tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Yes, and this is the totally listenable radio show. Well, maybe not to everybody, but I don't know. If you know what's good for you, this is a totally listenable radio show. And that is Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we're winding up another edition. And in that last set, we started things off with a brand new release by Damages. It's a full-length LP called Indignation on React Records, and we heard a track called Loved. And the album itself, yeah, it's pretty good, but man, the graphics in this are just quite stunning, quite poignant, showing photos of women in the downtown east side, and yeah, it's like a pull-out booklet. Yeah, it's a very hard-hitting pull-out gatefold lyric sheet type thing. Yeah, and it's new from Damages. And we followed with Mouse Ear, and this is also new on React. Or no, this is on Clue Number 2 Records. And Mouse Ear are local as well, and we heard a track called Mantra. And we followed with a track on the Terminal Decay compilation on Artcore Records out of England, and we heard a track called 40 Heels. And track here was called More Logic, and they're from Atlanta, Georgia. And then we followed with some Sabertooth Tiger out of Calgary, Alberta. Name of the release is called Making Light Out of a Shitty Situation, and it's on NCJT Records. And we heard a track called Alien. And we followed with Off With Their Heads, another track off the Terminal Decay compilation on Artcore Records, and the track we heard was called Ricky Ray. And yeah, that's what we heard in that last set. So we got Power Chord coming at you, so stay tuned. They should be here momentarily. And you can... All podcasts of this show and all CITR shows are kept on the CITR website, www.citr.ca. Should be up later today, and should be up indefinitely on the Generation Annihilation website, where you can view our playlists and download our podcast, www.generationannihilation.com. And you can also like Generation Annihilation on Facebook. Yeah, facebook.com/Generation Annihilation. Like us. And on the subject of Facebook, another really cool group page you might want to check out is Vancouver Old School Punk Metal and Hardcore. I believe that's what it's called. I've seen a lot of cool stuff on there, old flyers and stuff, and some old footage too. And I've recently seen some old footage of a Canadian speed metal band called Witch's Hammer, who were local. I actually never got to see them in the day, but I got to see some footage of them at Kennedy Hall. So yeah, we're going to, I actually was around during the time Witch's Hammer were around. That's when I started going to shows, but for some reason I never caught them, and it's a shame. But got to see a lot of other bands around at that time. So yeah, we're going to leave you with some Witch's Hammer from the Canadian speed metal LP, which came out of Nuclear War Now Records in 2003. Which is a vinyl recording of some demos that were around in the 80s. We're going to hear some Witch's Hammer, and this is a track called Gorgon. And we got Power Chord up next. I see somebody. Oh, it looks like Marsha, the Mistress of Metal. This is Witch's Hammer. Here we go. Come on, the white fatal skull.
you listen to 101.9 CITR Power Chord, and I'm the Mistress of Metal. We are here on a nice sunny Saturday afternoon. I'm happy to be here, but at the same time I'm not, because I want to be out enjoying the sun. But what better than to have some great metal on a nice Saturday afternoon like this today? And